Blog Talk Radio.
Thank God for all the national and international people who join us everywhere. And we just appreciate you being here. Just want you to know that we just thank God for you. Some time ago, the Lord spoke to me and said, "Son, I want you to make an ambassador." And I said, "What kind of ambassador?" He said, "I want you to make prayer ambassador." Prayer ambassador. Then the Lord knew that I was coming to our world and that we need prayer all over the world. He said, "I want you to get prayer all the world." Yeah. And so we just started obeying the Lord, making prayer ambassadors all across the country, all across the world. And when the pandemic hit, we were already in place to pray for the world, because it needed prayer, and we need prayer right now. Oh, my God. What about the people in India? What about the people in Haiti? What about the people in Mexico? Oh, my God. So many people need prayer. Today, when our prayers are weak today, oh, thank you. So I'm going to see if we got some prayer ambassadors with us this morning to pray for nations. Ambassadors pray for nations, to the nation, and to the good of praying all over the world. Do we have the prayer ambassador praying for America? Because we certainly need it. America and Bermuda. Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do we have the prayer ambassador praying for Israel? Dr. Freddie Cullen. Do we have the prayer ambassador praying for Haiti? Dr. Deborah Johnson.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning to you. God bless you. Do we have the prayer ambassador praying for Turkey? The prayer ambassador praying for Nigeria and Russia, Dr. Sheila Brown. I'm praying for Jamaica and Peru, Dr. Lucille Angelo.
Good morning. I'm here. God bless you.
All right. Thank you. Then we have the prayer ambassador praying for the Bahamas and India and Iran, Dr. Barbara Gildersleeve. How about we have the prayer ambassador praying for Spain, Puerto Rico, and North and South Korea? Yeah, she's taking procedure and therapy this morning, Dr. Denise Steele. Do we have the prayer ambassador praying for Greece and praying for South Africa? Dr. Irvine Coleman. Yeah. Thank God she'll be here. We have the prayer ambassador praying for South America, Dr. Thelma Rush. She'll be here. I mind that we have the prayer ambassador. Thank you, Jesus. Praying for Mexico, Dr. Charlotte Ray. She'll be here. How about then we have the prayer ambassador praying for Southeast Asia and England and Indonesia? Dr. Jeanette Murphy. You're on the line. She'll be here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, she is. God bless you. God bless you. I did we have the prayer ambassador praying for Japan, North and South Japan, and India, too. Dr. Julie A. Hagen.
Praise him.
Yes, you. Thank you. Do we have the prayer ambassador? Hey, no. Praying for Iraq. Yeah. Dr. Benita Bryant. She'll be here. All right, we have the prayer master praying for Costa Rica. Yeah, Dr. Castro, the only thing. All right, how about praying for Ireland? Rosemary Dancer, how about praying for Palestine? Dr. Lisa Scott. All right, she'll be here. Do you have a prayer master praying for Italy, Dr. Deborah Fryer? How about praying for praying for Guatemala, Dr. N. Guanana, Dr. Deborah Johnson? All right. Yes, you are. Do you have the prayer master? Yes, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, praying for Venezuela. Brother Chris, are you here? Huh? Brother Chris here. All right, did you have the prayer ambassador praying for New Zealand? Yeah, New Zealand, yeah.
Hey, praise the Lord.
Dr. Ronnie Mitchell. Very
good. Morning. Good morning.
Dr. Ronnie Mitchell. Oh, thank you. God bless you. Amen. Good morning. Do we have the prayer ambassador praying for France and Trinidad? Dr. Wazzy, I got a report on her. She told me she's doing better. They tell me she's home now. And let's keep praying for her. She's been keeping the blood and tears over her. Do we have the prayer ambassador praying for Syria? Dr. Benjamin Bush. All right. Let's start praising God and come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your overnight protection, Lord. Thank you. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus.
And now let's take a moment and tell him, we believe you, Lord. We believe you.
We believe you, Lord.
We believe you.
We believe you.
We believe you.
We believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord.
Whatever you say, it's going to happen.
Lord, we believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord.
We believe you, Lord.
We believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord.
We believe you, Lord.
We believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord.
Let's thank you a little bit more. Come on, let's go back to thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. Thank God for you. Dr. Hagen, can you hear me? Can you? Can you pray for the line this morning and give us a word of prayer and thank the Lord and ask God to bless this line this morning? Can you hear the lines open to you?
Oh, bless your name. Thank you. Father, we just come this morning. We just want to say thank you, Father. Father God, you are such a wonderful, incredible, wonderful, magnificent, glorious, strong, faithful Father you are, God. And we appreciate you this morning. Thank you for this broadcast. To go, let it go forth all over the world, unhindered, unopposed, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who are wondering about it, put the skeptics even on a greater wonder. Show yourself strong and mighty. Change the minds of atheists and those who don't even believe in God. Let your power ring from the south to the north, from the east to the west, from the North Pole to the South Pole, from Singapore all the way down, Lord, to the other pole, and we give you praise. Lives will be changed, bodies will be healed, miracles will be wrought, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Now touch the host, hallelujah, his wife and family, Father, and as you send forth your word, we ask you to ricochet a special blessing back to our founder and his family and for all of the ambassadors and everyone who's gathered here today. Hallelujah. Let them feel your power and transform lives for your glory. We thank you for it, and we call it down in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Dr. Julie Hagen. All right.
Welcome.
Those who really have a scripture for us this morning, we're ready. We'll hear them. Certainly, we want to start out with the Word of God. We want to have a scripture for us.
This is Betty Johnson. I will exalt thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. That was the 145th division of Psalms, first and second verses.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. All right. All right. Why don't you try that again, separately, one by one. Anyone else?
Dr. Lucio Angelo, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen.
Wow.
Dr. Gilbert Lee from Chicago, Illinois, Psalm 121, verse 1. I will lift up my eyes unto the hill from which comes my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Psalms 121, verse 1 and 2. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Jeanette Murphy, Corpus Christi, Texas. Psalms 4 and 1, hear me when I call. O God of my life, thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer.
All right. Anyone else?
Bishop Patricia Starn of St. John 14 and 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And it's our, I got to read the 27th. That's our theme scripture. Peace, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And that's from St. John, the 14th chapter, 26 and the 27th verses. And the word of the Lord is blessed.
Thank you so much. Beautiful. All right. Anyone else have a scripture this morning? It's all right.
Ambassador Dr. Deborah Johnson, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
O God, thou art my God. Earning when I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Reading 63rd Division of Psalms, first verse.
All right, beautiful. All these scriptures, thank God, beautiful. Helps us to go forward. Thank you so much for all of these scriptures. Amen. I want to just thank God for, again, for everyone on the line and for our international people coming from all over the world. Just thank God for it. I feel like asking God to do miracles this morning. Amen. If you got a problem, reach your mind. Amen. Ask God to do miracles this morning. Amen. Is there anybody who has a special prayer request? If you do, now's the time to bring it forward. You have a special prayer request. Okay? The line is open to you. Anyone? Amen.
Praise God. Chief Ambassador, I have a very special prayer request, and that is I'd like you to pray for my dear, pray for my daughter. Her name is Sister Tina. I can't go into details. If you just put her on the prayer list, certainly would appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Heavenly Father, you are so kind. You're so generous and so wondrous. And we just thank you because we can call on you. We don't have to scream and holler. We can just call on you with the slightest prayer. And you hear our faintest cry. And you answer us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to look on Sister Tina. Yeah. Amen. Dr. Jimmy Higgins. I mean, spiritual daughter, please look on her in the name of Jesus and help her through the storm. Hey, in the rain, in the name of Jesus. Lift that heavy burden off of her. Off of Dr. Higgins, enlighten that heavy load. Give a miracle, I pray. And I plead the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus over that family. In Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus. God heal, touch and heal and deliver. And thank you, Jesus, for it. We give you glory, we give you praise. Thank God. In Jesus' name, amen. I have a prayer request. Amen. Whoever that is who's not able to stay awake, man, if you hear me, some way, somehow, mute your line. You're disturbing other people around you. Amen. Yeah, that person right there. victimized. Help me plead the blood of Jesus for a moment again, everybody. The blood of Jesus. 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 All right. God bless you. Thank you. That person, if you're awake now, meet your line. You just woke up. You were snowing on the line. Meet your line. I don't want to call your number out. Amen. I don't want to do that. But just be kind to yourself and meet your line. All right. Anybody else?
Yes, sir. This is Mother Stern, Chief Ambassador. I have a prayer request that that needs a miracle for my daughter on her job. No details, but she needs a miracle.
We can't hear you, Chief.
Chief, we can't hear you.
I can hear him praying. I'll go let him know.
I hear him praying, but I can't hear him.
Eleven thirteen, Kifon. Last go numbers 1113. I don't know where, but your phone is open. 1113.
They sleep. They don't hear it.
All right, Kay. We have to. Chief would have to order it. Chief would have to order that to be for everybody to be muted. He'd have to order that. And when he does, you know, it may be hard for some of you to open it. I don't know. But the techs are waiting for the clue.
The Lord.
Y'all start pleading the blood of Jesus.
through every situation. Let her know that there's a rescue squad who has her name on their mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you're so wonderful. You're so kind. You're so generous. And we praise you for it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for it. Rescue squad is coming out now. And we appreciate it. Thank you, Jesus. Bless, bless, bless. Bless, 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 bless. Make a way out of no way in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing, for how you're bringing it out, and for lifting that heavy burden too, and lightening the heavy load in Jesus' mighty name. We praise you. Thank God. Amen. Is there anyone else?
Yes. I was in the main hand hospital right now. I was admitted on yesterday.
You in the hospital?
Yeah, I was admitted on yesterday.
Let's pray right now. Father, all around Dr. Chris, Lord, I pray that you sanctify the air for no germs. Would be befall him. And in the name of Jesus, touch his body. Oh, God, you're able. Would you hear him? In the name of Jesus, I pray that you would just send a blessing from on high. You said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. God, I'm asking you to deliver. In the name of Jesus, please deliver. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Touch him. And we pray, oh God, all over him, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Rest him, I pray. Touch his heart. Touch all those muscles around the heart. Clean him out, Lord. Let there be no blood clots. And bless him all around that body. Let the blood be able to flow freely throughout the whole body in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you in Jesus' name and thank you for it. God, God, I pray that you would do this. And in the name of Jesus, I ask you also forgive all sin, every sin of omission. Every sin of commission. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now bless and heal and make whole, we pray. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. Did I hear another prayer request before I move on? Somebody else.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Ambassador Dr. Deborah Johnson, ask that you stay in agreement with me for financial increase, a miracle for financial increase.
Oh, I certainly will. I know he's able. Amen. He's able in the name of Jesus, and I praise him for it. I want to give you a brief testimony. Is it all right to tell him, Lord? I know he's able. We needed a financial miracle or something that we were doing here at our church, Amazing Grace. God laid on my heart to have a youth room. I call it a youth look. But Dr. Manny called it a youth room. Saying, amen. And so we put the petition before the Lord, amen, that he would bless us to do in the youth room in our church. Then the Lord spoke to me and said, won't you do this and this? I said, yes, Lord. And I obeyed the Lord. Let me just tell you, obey the Lord. Amen. Because many times God can use people, amen, to be a blessing to you. Amen.
Oh,
Lord, hallelujah. Amen. I believe that's the request of several people on the line. And the enemy has come to attack God's people in the form or in the area of finances. Yeah. But be not dismayed for whatever betides you. God says he will take care of you. And going back to my testimony, so I obeyed the Lord and got on the phone, called somebody and told them about this youth book. Yeah. And told them that we wanted to have a youth book for young people. And then so they could go this area and Bible study. And so they'd have a private Sunday school class. So they'd have a place where they could get away in division. Amen. And even have a little dinette area where they can go. Amen. And if they wanted to you know how youth like to talk. And then they could go there and study, or they could go there and sometimes they like to be by themselves. Amen. With supervision. Amen. And so we told them about it. And yesterday the Lord lifted my heavy burden for the youth book. Amen. Went to the mailbox, and lo and behold, in the mailbox was $5,000.
Wow.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. God is able to hear your prayer. And
yeah.
Just tell him all about it. We're going to tell him all about it right now. God, hear our prayer in the name of Jesus.
Sit.
Look on Dr. Deborah Johnson. Look on Bishop Stern. Look on every person on this prayer line. We need your help, Lord. Would you please? Would you please? Look on them. Make a way. In Jesus' name. Thank you for financing the youth of God. And thank you because we're on our way and you're financing the Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson Amphitheater at our church. Thank you for that. Believe you, Lord. Now, you came to bless us. You got some other children who need blessings. How can you bless one child and then not bless the other child? Oh, God. Other people, your children on this line need a financial miracle. God, I've been preaching and telling people that you know where all the money is. Yeah. You know where all the money. Didn't you say over there in Isaiah 45:3, and I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches in secret places. God, we need some treasures. Where they have that, where they come from. Because you said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. And bless the people. Supply their every need. And God, you can be a God more than enough. You can give them more than enough. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to do that. And I'm thanking you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 We might have time at the end of the service to maybe do one, two, or more SOSs. But I want to get on what God told me. I want to remind you all this morning of God's spirit here. When you get your phone, darling, you move it around the phone. You got to learn that's immature. You can't do that unless you're doing it on purpose. Don't do that every morning. Learn that what you're doing is making noise. Amen. I want to talk about God's M&Ms. And make this confession to yourself. Amen, everybody. Just confess this. God said that he wishes above all things that I would prosper and be in health. Say that to yourself. God said he wishes above all things that I would prosper and be in health. Even as my soul prospers. Even as my soul prospers. Now say this to yourself. Today I shall hear a word that will help me prosper. Today I will have a word that will help me prosper. And then say this. I will not only be a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. I will not only be a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. Uh-huh. And then say this for sure. And I shall go up, 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 up. I shall go up, 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 up. In Jesus' name, receive this, and I declare it. Thank God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I want to just talk a little bit about and remind you a little bit about God's M&Ms. God's M&Ms. Yeah. You've heard of M&Ms.
You've been muted.
Yeah, they
unmute yourself.
Used to have
a stage twice.
Good. Yeah, those M&M chocolates covered with peanuts covered with chocolate, rather. The M&Ms. And but I'm gonna tell you, God's M&Ms go far, 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 far beyond. Yeah, good. They're God's M&Ms. And thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost began to move on me with these M&Ms and said, it's all right, son, to share these M&Ms. I gave them to you, but it's all right to give the M&Ms to the people. These are words which start with the letter M that describe God. Yeah. And if those M&Ms, the chocolate-covered peanuts or nuts are good, then there are some more M&Ms to describe God that are way better than that. First of all, I'm going to just say this is good. He's merciful. Oh, yeah, yeah. For the Lord is gracious and merciful. He's slow to anger, yeah, and of great tenderness and kindness. And he repents himself of the evil. That's what the word says. Okay, so merciful God is, yeah, so merciful. If the truth be known right now, most of us here on this line this morning should be dead right now in your grave. Amen. God, oh my God, has spared your life. I think it was, who was it, the Williams brothers who said, who sang the song, Your Grace and Mercy brought me through. It was God's grace and mercy that brought you through. Then it goes on to say, I'm living each moment because of you. I want to thank and praise you too, because your grace and mercy brought me through. Yeah. Thank you. We ought to be able to stop and give God some praise. That's why we praised him earlier on the line this morning. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Because this M&M mercy is upon all of us and brought us through. Thank God for mercy. Amen. Let me give you another one. It's M&M He's mindful. M-I-N-D-F-U-L. He's mindful. See, Jesus remembers when others forget. Hebrews 6 and 10 says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work or labor of love. If you've been working for the Lord and look like people have forgotten all about you, maybe you are working on a job and people just took you for granted and didn't pay you right. You worked so hard and they didn't remember to bless you. I want to tell you that God is mindful of you. Be mindful of those who minister to the saints and do minister as the word of God says. He's mindful of you. You're going to be able to shout on that one and the merciful one too, because he is merciful and he is mindful of you. And then another M is he's a miracle worker. Oh, Gerante, you see Mother Sarah right now. You see Dr. Deborah Johnson, Bishop Sterling, Dr. Deborah Johnson. You see him, Lord. You're mindful of them, and they need a miracle. And thank you, because you are a miracle worker. Somebody else on this line needs a miracle. I've come to tell you he's God's MMM. He's a miracle worker. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. The first miracle that he did found in John 2 and 10. He went to that wedding feast and he turned that water into wine. And when men would drink, when Jesus turned into the water into wine, then they would remark, oh my God, you saved the best for last. He's a miracle worker. Amen. Let's believe this, that since God turned the water to wine, yeah, he can turn your situation around. Amen. Let's believe this, that since God worked that miracle and turned the water into wine, let's believe that he can flip it overnight for you. In the name of Jesus, he can flip it right now for you. Amen. Let's believe this. John 2 and 11. This beginning of the miracle, the miracles and what Jesus did in Cana of Galilee. He manifested himself. He did it for the glory of God. And his disciples believed on him. And listen, we're the, his disciples. If they could believe on him then, how come we can't believe he's able to work miracles now? He worked one for me just on yesterday. He can work it for you. Amen. He can turn things around. Amen. John 6, St. John 6 and 14. The men who saw him work that miracle. They begin to believe on Jesus more than ever. See, he gives us signs and wonders and things that happen in this life to help us believe him in the name of Jesus. And then John 2 and 11, beginning of the miracles there in Cana of Galilee, when they saw him work those miracles, they knew he could do other miracles. Amen. I want you to go back and remember what he did for you, some things he did for you, some things God did for you that he hadn't done for others. Remember him. Amen. Don't think the scripture that says forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth to the things that are before. Don't think it's talking about the miracles that God did for you. No, no. It's talking about the sins. Amen. But get those things that are behind you and look forward to the things are the miracles that God is going to do before you. And he just reminds you of the things he did in the past, so you'll have faith to believe, a greater faith to believe for the things in the future. So he's a miracle worker. Not only is he merciful, not only is he mindful of you, not only is he a miracle worker, but then I say this, the Lord is another M&M. What is he? He's Mammoth. M-A-M-O-T-H. Mammoth. My God. There's nobody bigger than God. Oh, my God. David said in Psalms 139, verses 7 through 10, he tells us, whither shall I go from thy spirit or thy presence? But whither shall I flee from the presence of the Lord? If I ascend up into heaven, he says, thou art there. I'm telling you, he's big. Oh, my God. Nobody bigger. He's mammoth. Amen. If I take my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. Where's it found, chief? Psalms 139, verses 7 through 10. Then it says, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me up. Let me tell you, he's so mammoth you can't go around him. So mammoth you can't go above him. So mammoth you can't go below him. Wherever you go, God is there. He's mammoth, y'all, so big. Don't think nobody in this world is on his level. I got in trouble one time because I called him awesome. He said, what? I said, God, you're so awesome. Now, this is me personally. Maybe you haven't done this, but I got in trouble. I said, God, you're so awesome. He said, don't call me that. I said, don't call you awesome? He said, no, don't you call me awesome. I said, why? He said, because I heard you call a preacher the other day. You said he was awesome. I heard you call a singer in your lifetime. You said they were awesome. And I'm the one who made that preacher. And I'm the one who made the singer that you thought was so awesome. But don't ever put me on the level of my creation. He said it. He said, I had to repent. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And you're right, and I'm wrong. Only thing I know is ultra. Can I call you ultra awesome? Like, meaning that you're above all awesome everywhere? He said, there you go. That's good. You can call me ultra awesome, put me above all those other people. Because I'm the one who causes blessings to come. I'm the one who works the miracles. Don't put me on a level just because somebody can preach pretty good or somebody can sing pretty good. If I snatched it from them tomorrow, they wouldn't be able to preach or sing. I could take the voice away. They wouldn't be able to say nothing. So put me above them. I said, all right, Lord, my ultra awesome God. Amen. Amen. So he's mammoth. He's so big, he's not on the level of any man. I heard Isaiah, I believe it's in 55, say, listen, our God, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Just as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are his thoughts. And his ways are higher than our ways and our thoughts. He's mammoth. I'm telling you, he's mammoth. Amen. Not only is he mammoth, but thank you. And not only is he merciful, thank you, Lord. Not only is he mindful of us, thank you, Lord. Not only is he a miracle worker, and not only is he mammoth, but But can I work on these M&M just a little bit more? Another one that comes to my mind, he's meek. Yeah, he's meek. He said in, was it Matthew 11:29, he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Listen, I've been telling y'all, when y'all find somebody who's arrogant, who's boastful, all about them and never giving God the glory, it's not God. That spirit of arrogance comes strictly from the devil. Look around you everywhere. The enemy is trying to take over the world. He failed in heaven to take over heaven, and God let the angels kick him out of heaven. He failed down here to this earth. And so now he's trying to take over this earth with all his arrogance. Look, the world, even look, when you see anything on television about dancers, even the world is dancing with arrogance. Look on their faces. You know, they got that attitude of why they're dancing, arrogance, as if to say, I'm bad, I'm bad, you can't touch me. Yeah, I'm all that in the bag of chips. It's just an arrogant attitude. Look how the world is trying to teach our young people, the young people of the world, rather, are trying to teach them arrogance. Amen. Yeah. Always telling them, yeah, you bad. There's a difference in being thinking in your mind and your soul and your heart that you have the ability to do something great rather than thinking that you're so arrogant. There's a lot of difference in that. Don't let the devil get you into that. And then put it all on God, that he's the best of the best. He's the one who can make a way out of no way. He's the one who's all that in a bag of chips. Yeah. Tell the Lord, I can't make it without you, God. You're the one who can lift the heavy burden, lighten the heavy load. You're the one who can give me joy in the midst of sorrow, peace in the midst of confusion. Yeah, put it all on him. He's meek and lowly. And when you find someone who is embracing that arrogant attitude, it's not of God. The devil was arrogant up in heaven. That's where it comes from. Yeah, he got so arrogant he thought he was God and convinced one-third of the heavenly host by using witchcraft, controlling their minds, convinced them to follow him rather than God. Don't think he's not powerful. He is powerful. But God is all-powerful. Amen. So another M&M that said, the Lord is meek. Yeah, look at how he went to the cross and being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Before he died on the cross or gave up the ghost from the cross, he was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords then. It wasn't just after he decided to die on the cross for us that he became King of Kings and Lord of Lords. When he left glory, he was already King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But we just learned to declare that when we saw what he did for us, that he was still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But meek, that he let men nail his hands to that tree and nail his feet to that tree, hung him up high, let people ridicule him. Why? He was so meek and humble, didn't fight back because he had to take care of this task of giving up the ghost on the cross. Amen. Dying, as we say, for you and for me. He was so meek. Let me move on. Oh, my God. No, I can't move on because I got him on that tree. And he gave up the ghost on the tree. And the reason why I keep saying he gave up the ghost, brother, come on. And I know on Sunday morning they hollering, he died. He died. But the word of God, as I read it in the Synoptic Gospel, says that he gave up the ghost. Why does it say he gave up the ghost? Because he couldn't allow any entity, hell or the grave, or any person or anything to take his life. He laid it down. He gave up his life. He gave up the ghost. In other words, he's the one who let life go out of himself. And as we say, he died on the cross. Yeah, but I can't leave that right now because I got him in on the cross and died, and they buried him. He didn't stay that long. I got to get him up on Sunday morning. Jesus. And the reason why it says he gave up the ghost is because since he gave up the ghost, that means he could pick it back up any time he wanted to pick it up. Amen. He could pick up the life that he laid down or whatever he wanted to pick up. Jesus was all powerful. Amen. As he got up from the grave, he said, all power is given unto me. Death and hell and everything else has no power over me. See, if he had given up the ghost, death could have told him to stay there in the grave a little while longer. Yeah. Demons could have told him to stay there in the grave a little while longer. But he was all powerful in himself. So powerful that when they nailed his hands and nailed his feet on that cross before he gave up the ghost, in the spirit realm, I just, every time I get to that part, I hear demons. I hear the demons crying out loud. No! Because one demon got at the head of the cross and one demon down at the bottom of the cross. As Jesus was laying on that cross, they had to put it on the ground to nail him to the cross. They couldn't nail it while he was up there on the cross. They had to lay it on the ground. I've been to Jerusalem and found out what they did. They laid the cross on the ground, and then they laid Jesus on the cross and put his hands and took a rope and tied his hands, both hands, and tied his feet to that cross. Had a pedestal right under him that they tied, he was standing on. And tied his feet and hands and took the nails and nailed him, his hands and feet, so he would stay on the cross. They didn't know he was going to stay there anyway without a pedestal and all that. But I heard those demons when they got at the top of the cross and at the bottom going to be determined to hold him on the cross. Don't want him to go nowhere at his right hand and left hand. When they begin to lift that cross up and don't drop it in that big hole they had dug to hold the cross right there. And so men and women could look on him and make fun of Jesus. I heard demons holler and screaming, no! As they began to lift that cross, they were screaming it. I heard it in the spirit realm. No! 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 And you're hollering, don't lift him up. So they had heard Jesus say, if I be lifted up, oh, glory, I'll draw all men unto me. But they made that mistake and lifted Jesus up on that cross. And when they lifted him up, he's been drawing men unto him ever since. No wonder demons were crying, no, because they knew it would happen. Jesus was lifted up. I'd be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Yeah, but he was so meek and so lowly in heart. Amen. So God himself, he got it from the Father. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so meek and lowly. I got to tell you another one. As I'm on my way out this morning, off the prayer line, closing, that's what I'm saying. He's so miraculous. Oh, my God. He's not only just merciful, he's not only just mindful of us, he's not only a miracle worker, he's not only so mammoth, he's not only so meek. Just shut up. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to holler in your ear. I just felt the jolt of the Holy Ghost. But he's so miraculous. The disciples saw how miraculous he was, and we're his disciples now, so we see it. We see it like in John 2 and 23. Don't y'all pay no attention to that. It's just trying to let me know that about what time it is. at John 2 and 23. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, on the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. In other words, when they saw how miraculous he was, and he is now, they began to believe on Jesus. Listen, I believe the Holy Ghost had me to remind you to look back on his shoulder and remember, like the disciples, all the miracles that he's done for you, how miraculous he is and he has been in your life. Oh, so miraculous. You ought to just start giving him glory right there in your room where you are and start praising God. He's miraculous. Let me just see if I can. Well, I'm not out of time here. I'm out of time. But maybe when I come back on Wednesday, not Wednesday, excuse me. I'm moving so fast, I don't know the day. But maybe when I come back on Friday, amen, I'll be able to give you some more M&Ms of what Jesus is. But he's miraculous. Let me just remind you one more time. He is so merciful. Oh, my God. Yeah. He is so mindful. I'll give you that M&M. He's so such a miracle worker. Yeah. And he's so mammoth. Yeah. And he's so meek. Yeah. And he's so miraculous. And I'll come back in the name of Jesus on Friday, if the Lord says the same, and give you several other M&Ms of what Jesus is. God bless you today. Let me pray for you. Let me go over a moment. Might be somebody else who needs a miracle, who has a SOS, and you need a miraculous miracle from the Lord. Just let me pray for a couple more people before I leave the line. If you're there, if you're on mute, trying to come off of mute, push 77. And if you make it known, I'll try my best to pray for you. Anybody else?
Dr. Murphy.
All right.
Well, the Murphy family is praying and asking and request prayer for a miracle, financial, and emotional.
Oh, yeah. God, you know all about it. Hey! Good God. My Shadayanta Kiki Shadayante. You know all about it. Look at how the enemy is trying to hit all the people everywhere. God, they need miracles. And in the name of Jesus, would you look on them? Look on Dr. Murphy. In the name of Jesus. Drop your arms. I saw your long arms. Oh, I saw them, Lord, in the spirit realm. That's what I'm saying. Oh, God, I saw them. How your arm is so wide, so mammoth. I saw those mammoth arms outstretched and wrapping your arms around the Murphy family. Whew. God, you took them into your breast, God, and wrapped your arms around them. That means that you are going to bless them in the name of Jesus. Thank you for wrapping your arms around them to see them through this storm. And God, would you lift that heavy burden and lighten that heavy load too, and give them, Lord, what they need. If you are mindful of me, how can you forget about the Murphy family? They're your children too. And one thing I've learned about you is that you're not a deadbeat dad. No, you take care of all your responsibilities. No wonder you said in Philippians 4:19. And you would supply all ALL of our needs according to your riches and glory. And the last time I checked, you had and still had the cattle on 1,000 hills. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. You got enough to take care of every person on this line and in the world. I'm asking you and perform a miracle for Dr. Murphy and her family. Yeah, perform a miracle for those that I prayed for earlier too, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bishop Stern, Dr. Deborah Johnson, Dr. Jeanette Murphy, and God, everyone I pray for, you're able to bless them. You're able to make a way out of no way. And they don't see a way. You're working a way out all the time. I didn't see how you were going to finance that youth look. I didn't see it. I just obeyed you. And you financed it. Lord, I want to thank you. And not only gave us what we need, but you gave us a little bit over in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we could put for the youth, flat screen TVs on the wall. Amen. So we could put round tables with chairs in the room. You did all of that. How are you going to forget about these other people? You gave us those things, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for it. Yeah, so we can put redwood on the floor. Oh, God, you did all that. You can't forget about your other children who need you so right now. Amen. Flip it for them in Jesus' name. Make a way out of no way. You're so miraculous. You're so meek and humble as a man. God, you're so mammoth. Yeah, you're big enough to do all these things. Did your word say that the multitude came unto you, Jesus, and you healed them all, A-L-L, Lord. You healed them all. You're mammoth. You can do this. And you're such a miracle worker. Oh, God, you're so mindful of your children. You never forget us, God. Thank you. You're the best dad anybody could ever want, anybody could ever have. Thank you for it. And then you're just so merciful. Have mercy on all these people who have prayer requests on this line this morning. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you for it. We give you the glory. Don't thank you like I know it's already done. Too late, devil. They've already got the victory. Too late, devil. The victory is in their hand. Hear that song now. I heard an old story, how the Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning and his blessed blood atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. God, we got the victory. Be your son, Jesus, who has not only some power, but thank you. His blood is still works, God. Thank you for letting us know that his blood still works. Yeah, God, the blood shall never lose its power. You're making a way out of no way for these precious people through the blood of the Lamb. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. God bless all of you this morning. Hopefully we've been a blessing to you. We try to do everything that the Lord led us to do. And he has led us to give you these M&Ms that remind you of him, that he's merciful, he's mindful, he's a miracle worker, he's mammoth, yeah, and he's meek, and he's miraculous. Amen. Take him, amen, in the name of Jesus, and be a blessing to yourself, your family, and others. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Dr. Hagen, you come up and meet, tell the people how they can be a blessing. Somebody ought not be angry with me because every Sunday morning they ask for an offering. Well, they bless you. maybe they don't even bless you as much as you've been blessed this morning, but they ask you for an offering, tithes and offering. I'm not asking you for your tithes. I'm just asking you to be kind. Amen. If you will, give an offering to our ministry. It takes finances to do things, and we're trying to do things in the name of Jesus.
Praise
the Lord. Can you hear me? Yes, ma'am. Okay. Tell them how they can give. In the name of Jesus, if they desire to give. Thank God.
Yes. Thank you so much. Yes, we have three ways that you can
give. Before you say that, let me just say what the Holy Ghost led me to say. Maybe there's somebody on this line here who desires to be merciful, to be mindful, to be a miracle worker through Jesus, to be mammoth and to be meek and to be miraculous. Because we have the same spirit as Christ has. And maybe you desire to be that way. If you desire to be like the Lord, you can be a blessing to our ministry. Now tell them how to do it. Thank God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Yes, sir. We have three ways that you can be a blessing to the ministry on today. We have the Cash App, Walmart to Walmart, and the U.S. Postal Service. I want to take each of these individually and give you the information. Here's the information for the Cash App. That is the $777V, as in Victor, VJ. All right? For the Cash App, that information is the $777VJ. Thank you so much. And the second way that you can give is Walmart to Walmart. Here's the information. The code name is Bernard Johnson. Code state, Kansas. That zip code is 66225. After you have completed your transaction, you will need to send over the information to this number, a reference number to this number. Please don't forget, you want to do the name Bernard. You want to spell it with the V. That is correct. Capital V-E-R-N-A-R-D. You do not want to use the B. You want to use the V. All right. Thank you so much. Now, after you've completed your transaction, you want to call or text to this number, the reference number. And that number to call or text to is 913-406-445. Repeat, the number to call to give your reference number or to text your reference number is 913-406-4845. Thank you so much. And the third way that you can give is simply put it in the mail. Here's that mailing address. Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. I want to repeat, the mailing address is Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park. So much for giving me. God forever bless you. Oh, my goodness, Chief, what a rhema, what a rhema on today. May God forever bless you, sir. Back to you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hagen. We appreciate that very much and all your help.
You're welcome.
God bless you. Can you open the line up? I can use some encouragement this morning. Amen. Myself. Amen. We all need to be encouraged sometimes. I don't care who you are. Your name is apostle, or your title is bishop, or your title is prophet, whoever you are. All of us need to be encouraged. The devil is trying to shift all of us as wheat in this last end time. So open the line up. If they want to say a word, let them say a word. Amen.
Yes, sir. If you press star, it will unmute your line as the text get ready to unmute it all. But for those that want to talk right now, just press star, and you're on. Thank you so much.
Is there anybody?
Chief, if you give the text a moment, they will take care of the entire line for you.
All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, for those who want to go ahead, may do so. But in the meantime, give the text about a minute. they'll be able to do that for you. Thank you, sir.
Go ahead, Mother Johnson.
Okay, praise God, this Ambassador Deborah Johnson. I'd just like to say, Chief Ambassador, I do enjoy your word, always enjoy, and I truly enjoy today as we receive God's M&Ms. And I was trying to look back even on my old notes because I know I had them years ago when you gave them, and always was delicious, and they still are delicious. I thank you for stirring us up again with those M&Ms. May you continue to be blessed in the Lord. Thank you for the prayer. We believe God. God bless you.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Dr. Deborah Johnson. Okay.
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Stern. God bless you on today, Chief. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was with you from the beginning to the end, and God knows I do love M&Ms. I have to keep the regular M&Ms out of my way. But they're more even delicious in the spirit. I like the M&Ms with the nuts in it. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
I do too.
I was raised up on M&Ms, but to think that God made the natural M&Ms and now he put it in your spirit to make them spiritual M&Ms. And I do have my notes. Amen. I constantly go over them. And one time I had didn't share the message, but I shared all of the different, I think it's about 11 or 12 of them that you gave to us, and they enjoyed it. But I say the only way I can minister that, I have to get permission. Amen. And I would never be able to do it like you. Amen. It's good food to eat, the M&Ms. And thank you. It's good to bring back the old landmark back into our spirit. And I certainly thank you for the prayer. Now, the prayer that you prayed the first time, it was for my daughter. Amen. And that and the enemy came in. Well, you weren't the enemy, but the enemy didn't allow us to hear it. But I know it must be going to be a powerful praise report because it cut off. Amen. But I thank you for every prayer. I know that you pray for us anyway, but I'm blessed today to be up this morning. Normally, I don't be as energetic because I have service on Tuesday and Wednesday, but I hate to miss any time. And I'm glad that I was able to get up this morning. And God bless you is my prayer. Be encouraged, Chief. You need that. You are awesome man of God. And don't let the enemy tell you nothing else. Amen. You are God's chosen vessel in this dispensation. Amen. You are on the platform. God bless you is my prayer.
Thank you so much.
Good morning.
Good morning, First Lady.
This is Eddie Johnson again. I just wanted to let you know I enjoyed the message this morning, and I, like the others, was able to refer back to my notes. That's a fantastic message, and I love it. God bless you. Stay encouraged.
Look at that. Thank you so much, First Lady. That's great encouragement coming from you.
Dr. Jeanette Murphy, Corpus Christi, Texas. Truly, I enjoyed that. I have not forgotten that message. I still have it recorded and think about it all the time. Thank you.
God bless you. Amen.
Dr. Gilbert, please, from Chicago, Illinois. Chief, I really enjoyed that message. It just let us do a look back praise what the Lord has brought us from and where he's going to take us to. Through you, spreading his word and giving us his word. And thank the Lord for you. Stay encouraged. We love you. And just stay on the wall. Amen.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless you. Just before we go, anybody else before we go?
Yes, Chief. This is Dr. Cullen from Kansas City, Kansas. I just want to thank you for reminding us of those M&Ms. I, too, keep those in my mind and my heart, and they are so good. And the word was just outstanding. I just thank you for reminding us of those M&Ms. They are very powerful. And we can use them in our lives if we will choose to use them. Just thank you so much, Chief, and be encouraged. We appreciate you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Anybody else?
Yes, Mayor Free, Dr. Sheila Brown. Good morning, Chief Ambassador, Lady Betty. Praise the Lord. Regardless of how those demons were yelling and hollering about Jesus being high and lifted up, he was still lifted up. And today, 2,000 years later, over 2,000 years later, he's still drawing men unto him. Great message, man of God. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Amen. All right.
Dr. Lucille Angelo, I thank the Lord for that word on this morning, Chief Ambassador. May the Lord continue to bless you. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. All right, are we ready to go? Anybody else before we go?
Dr. Felicia Stewart from True New Jersey.
Oh, you got through with therapy. All right.
Yeah. I'm sure I was able to get on here right towards the end. And thank you for that word. The M&Ms are the best candy that they could have ever made. And it also is such an intricate part in our lives. And my very, the one that I love is how he's miraculous. I just want to say, Brother Dr. Chris Johnson, he's going to do a miraculous healing on your body. And you're going to be walking up out of that hospital soon. Dr. Deborah Johnson, he's going to do a miraculous financial blessing for you. Dr. Bishop Patricia Stern, he's going to do a miraculous a movement on, for your daughter. Everyone on the line, the Lord's going to do something so miraculous. I know he's already being miraculous with me. He's blessing me in every facet of my life, and it's all from the miracles that he is bestowing upon me. And I'm just here to encourage each and every one of you that the Lord is moving, and it's going to be something that we're going to all be shouting and praising at one time. Chief Ambassador's not going to have a chance to even get in to say a word because we're going to be sending up so many awesome praises of what the Lord is doing for us. And Chief, you continue to stay on the wall. You continue to stay encouraged. You continue to try not to minimize people to only pay $1 for their meal after they have eaten it. And I'm not going to go running around the church just yet. Back to see your hands.
Oh, God. Thank you. That was miraculous how you kind of summed up all that. And I appreciate it. Thank God. Well, let me just change that. That was good. Yeah. Let God have that all by himself. He's miraculous. But that was good how you kind of summed all that up. And we appreciate it very, very, very much. Amen. Amen. Did you hear what you said? Those were prophecies. Amen. How God, Minister Dr. Chris, amen. Did you hear what you said? You're in the hospital land there. Won't be long before God gets you out of there. Amen. How God is going to do something. You know, I can use that word. How he's going to do something miraculous for you. Amen. Bishop Stern, did you hear that? God.
Yes, sir. That's why he was on my, Dr. Chris was on my spirit yesterday when I called him for prayer. Maybe that was the Lord saying he's calling us to pray for him. You remember I called his name yesterday?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Calling him for prayer. Amen.
Yes.
Boy, I don't know everything, but the Lord used the young lady to bring it out. Amen. When he said he was in the hospital, it sort of puzzled me all day that I didn't hear from him. So I am in agreement with a junior prophecy on the line from the woman of God. Keep on being encouraged and let the Lord use you. Amen.
Bishop Stern, I heard the Lord say you pray for him now. Amen.
But for Dr. Chris. Amen. Praise
God.
Yeah, we got time to encourage and build up one another because God knows I have shared with my people. There are certain people I don't want you to call to pray for me because they don't pray for me while I'm doing well. So I know they can't pray for me while I'm not doing well. Amen. Praise the Lord. I need power. Amen. Anointing. Amen. You know, John Mark was ministering, and when the disciples was going out, they say, don't send me John Mark. He's not profitable yet. What he meant, he's not skilled yet. He's not focused enough. When he went about and began to studied the word and studied the things of God and wanted to be like the other disciples. Then a couple of years or whatever they call decades, they send me John Mark. He's comfortable. They drop the John and say, send me Mark. Amen, because he's profitable unto us now. And you got a lot that is on the line that I've seen that have reached out to the Lord. And Brother Chris, Dr. Chris is one of them. And so, Father God, as we join together, oh God, in the spirit of unity, love, and adoration, our chief ambassador has already lifted him up. I know others have already lifted him up, but God, we want you to hear our voice in unity on today. And we're believing you, God. We believe what your words say, that we have power to tread over the lion and scorpions. And God, the lions and scorpions think that they got him, but we rebuke them in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we come against the adversary that will put sickness and discouragement in our bodies, Lord. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And God, we need Brother Chris. We need Dr. Chris, Lord God. He's not only a minister unto us, but to his family and those that are around him.
Amen.
And now, God, we pray and move by the power of God that he rise up and walk. Oh, when the woman had an issue of blood and touched the hem of his garment, Lord, you made a hole immediately. Oh, God, when Paul was, mother-in-law was sick, oh, God, and they went in the room and prayed for her, and they called her Yuma, I may be mispronouncing it, but she stood up and got out of the bed and started cooking and ministering unto the people. Her ministry was cooking and cleaning and ministering unto the people. And God, we need a Dr. Chris to get up because he's a minister unto our chief ambassador. He encourages him when no one else will. He need that man on his side. He need him to hold up his hand. And God, we come in the name of Jesus. Say to him, the blood of Jesus is against you. We rebuke you. You will not have him in the name of Jesus. Let his bloodstream line up. Oh, God, diabetes, die in the name of Jesus. Heart attack, you won't catch him in the name of Jesus. We believe you, God, but before the thing is over, oh, God, we want to hear a praise report. Oh, I believe it. I trust you, Lord God. I stand on your word. I haven't even eaten anything this morning, so I'm empty before you, God, and I believe what we pray for because it is so, saith the Lord God Almighty. If anybody's still on the line, say it is so, it is so, it is so.
It is so, it is so, it is so, it is so, it is so.
Oh, God, I pray for people as if it was my brother, as if it was my own son. In the name of Jesus, you have no respect of person. And God, by faith, oh God, you say without faith it's impossible to please you, but by our faith, God, we believe you, Jesus, that a praise report is coming on the way. It's already here. And so it be unto you, Dr. Chris, in the name of Jesus, that God is fixing it for you right now. I even feel the strength coming in your body. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, you will be dismissed out of that hospital. You've got work to do. And we thank you, God, in advance. We praise you in advance. We stand on your word. And God, you're looking at us and you're looking at our countenance and at our spirit. You know every last one of us. And you know if we believe it and if we don't, but God, we do. And we thank you today.
Thank you,
somebody
Jesus.
Praise him before we get off
thank
the line.
You,
let's praise
him.
Let's praise him for the miracles that's on this side. Anybody need a miracle? Oh, God, we're a miracle right now.
Amen. 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 Amen Thank you, Lord. I heard the Lord send those instructions that you gave to Brother General. The Lord told me to tell you, the Lord said, plead the blood of Jesus over your body three times a day. Three times a day.
Yeah.
Even take your hand and wherever the problem is, that hand that's been anointed, that God is anointed, raise a hand right now. God is putting the anointing in your hand, even more than usual in your hand. And when you lay your hand on that problem in your body, see the blood of Jesus, you'll see something happening in your body completely, transforming it. Amen. As our mother to the nation prayed for you. Amen. And the chief prayed for you. Amen. You'll see it happen in Jesus' mighty name. See the blood of Jesus over your body three times a day.
Amen.
God bless you. Get ready to go, y'all. Get ready to go. Amen. And hopefully you were blessed today. And thank God. I'm going to get me a little rest here. God bless you. But let me go. Is there somebody else who wants to say something before we close? They throw the lines open to you. Stop moving around by the phone. Just learn that. Not doing that.
Yes, this is Ambassador Ryerson. I would just like to say that the Ondi shut-in is Wednesday, September the 22nd.
All right. God bless you. All right. Let's go and the announcement on the youth prayer line.
Thank you, Chief Ambassador. Praise God, 913, Dr. Sheila Brown. Would like to take the opportunity to first say thanks. I want to invite everyone back on the line tomorrow, praise the Lord, at 7 o'clock p.m. And again, it's tomorrow at 7 o'clock p.m. And if our Chief Ambassador say the same, if he's not want to host tomorrow, I'll talk to him today, see if it's okay. I'll host the line tomorrow to be a, try to be a blessing to our youth. God bless you, Chief. Thank you
all
for the opportunity.
God bless you. All right. Dr. Freddie Collins, give us our scripture. We're reading the Bible all the way through. We started in Genesis 1:1, and now we're all the way in Ezekiel. Amen. Tell us what
we're
reading.
Yes, sir. Today we're in the book of Daniel. We finished Ezekiel yesterday. But today we're reading the book of Daniel. We're starting at chapters 1, 2, and 3 on today, the book of Daniel.
And that is good reading, y'all. You need to read about how the king tried to shut him up. So don't even pray. Don't even pray. And the man raised the window up and stuck his head out the window. With the prayer like it was crazy.
Amen.
You need to read about it. Amen. Daniel's a good book to read. About a prophecy in there. Amen. And you'll see the prophecy coordinated with today's world. Amen. Some things that are happening of today. And in the book of Daniel. God bless you. I hate to even ask him because I know you're there in the hospital. But Brother Chris, Dr. Chris, amen. We don't want to forget that, Dr. Chris. If you're able to say anything, and don't start preaching now, because you remember you're in the hospital. But if you want to say something, the line is open to you. Amen. All right? God bless you. Amen. You've had a great day. I'm leaving y'all with this. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Love you. Bye-bye.
The organizer has ended this meeting. Goodbye.